Hello, this is the Library Lady, also known as the Library Talker. I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm the Library Lady on podcast Podomatic, which is where I host this podcast. So today I'm going over a net galley that I got called This May End Badly by Samantha Markham. And I actually really kind of enjoyed this one. This one was a lot of fun. It's set up in like boarding school, prep school, but it's realistic and it's got some really interesting points to it. I do have a couple of little, you know, things I'm kind of about, but overall, this is actually pretty good. So we start off the story with Doe, who's actually named Dorothy, but she hates her name, so she goes by Doe, and her group of like four other friends. And so they're setting up this prime amazing prank. And it turns out the girls are attending a school called Weston, and it's all girls. That's all it is. It's just all girls, everything. And then right across the little street, a little driveway area, is the Winfield Academy for boys. So it's the boys versus girls. And it's been for generations, this prank war, of which Doe is now kind of like the queen of pranks. So they come up with pranks all the time. Everything from putting, you know, bubbles into the fountain at the boys' academy to, you know, setting up other stuff and tricking people. I mean, they're usually pretty innocent, but they're pretty major, you know, fake newspapers and, you know, setting up the marching band in the middle of a dance and that kind of stuff. You know, mostly pretty innocent. Although, again, there's one tweet guide I have to mention on that one. Anyway, so Joe is getting ready to start her senior year, and Weston has been kind of like her godsend. She's always kind of had anger issues, and then her parents got divorced and her dad came out as bi, and the family was dealing with it. They're okay. She was fine with that. But then the school kids found out and they started teasing her, and she started getting into fights. And so Weston Academy, where her mom had attended, was like this miracle place where nobody knew about her dad, where she could get away from all of the rumors and the innuendos and everything. And she could be herself and really found this group of girls who she was comfortable with and she could be herself with mostly. She kind of kept a few things hidden, but who doesn't? And then she found this purpose, this prank war. On the other side of the thing are the Winfield boys, and it's all told from Doe's point of view, but we do meet the Winfield boys. There are a few of them that we kind of get to know a little bit, but the main ones are Nathaniel Wellborn III and his cousin, Gabriel Wellborn. So here's where some of my confusion comes in. There's names for everything and nicknames for everyone. So Nathaniel Wellborn III is called Three. Gabriel Wellborn is called Wells. So at some time, every once in a while, their real names will get used, and it's kind of like, wait. Additionally, there's literally names everywhere. She names everyone, and then she uses the names, this author, uses the names for everyone. So instead of Three's parents or Wells' parents, we get their first names. And then, you know, it goes on and on. Even the diner where the girls eat, it's their territory, is Phoebe's. And boys' pizza joint where they exclusively eat is Mr. Dino's. So there's names everywhere. And it's so hard to keep track of. I mean, you can keep track of the main characters, but when she mentions the, you know, his parents' name once, and then all of a sudden, that's all you refer to them by. It's just kind of like, wait, who is that again? What? And so you get a little lost in all the names. Sometimes you just need his dad. You know, that's all you need. And we don't really get that. We get names for everyone. And so there's an issue there for me. Additionally, one of the pranks goes too far, and luckily it gets cut off. But at one point, for some reason, they think it's a good idea to buy a ton of vegetable oil and go into the hallways of the boys, I think it's their dorms, and start putting patches of vegetable oil on the floor with a note on the top of the stairs, just for those old timers, so they don't break a hip or something. And I'm like, that's not good enough. This is a way dangerous stunt, and it should have been called out for the danger it was. And I kind of wish the author didn't have this particular stunt in there, because she does it does get referred to a few more times over the course of the story, so it might be hard to take out or adjust. But this is a dangerous idea. There is nobody, you know, it's not just, you know, an old teacher walking through and falling down and breaking a hip. This is, people can get concussions, people can slip and fall and die. This is really a bad prank. Most of the rest of them are pretty innocent. They're very safe. Nobody gets hurt from them, really. But this particular one is a very, very bad idea. And it's not good to kind of, I just don't like the idea of kind of sharing that out, and not sharing the consequences. I mean, if you're going to say, here's this big, you know, huge prank that ends up getting cut short, and they don't end up get to doing like all the vegetable oil and all the places they wanted to, you should also say, well, and this person slipped and fell and broke an arm or something, and make it so that, look, this was a dangerous stunt, and feel bad about that, you know, have her have that moment, have a few moments of, oh my God, I can't believe it. That went too far, and have her learn from that. She does learn and grow by the end of the whole book, but she doesn't figure this one out. And I'm a little kind of saddened and slightly disgusted by the fact that there is no learning on that one. Yay, nobody got hurt in this fictional world, but this one was one that really, really could have hurt someone. However, back to the story, and all of the names. At one point, Wells, who is the cousin of Doe's main rival, Three, again, these names, she and Three have hated each other from day one. So Wells is the cute cousin who just kind of stays out of the way, sits and reads books, doesn't really, you know, get into anything, has been on the side. And so Wells makes a deal with her that they will fake a relationship, even though she has sworn off Winfield boys forever. They will fake a relationship. For her, it will be getting, pissing off Three. That's her main thing. That's what she's going to get out of it. She's going to get it to be able to piss off Three, like, no end. And for him, he will be able to have someone who can, when they go to his Thanksgiving, they're going to go to his family's house, and then his family spends the actual Thanksgiving day at Three's house, this big mansion-y thing. They're super, super rich. I mean, they're big major funders of the Winfield Academy. And so at that point, Wells wants wants Joe to sneak into Three's room and steal back a watch that he feels that he deserves. So after his grandfather died, he should get this watch. So in the midst of all of this is the fact that they have found out at the beginning of the book that Weston and Winfield are going to merge and become co-ed by the end of the year, basically by the beginning of the next year. So while Doe will not be there anymore, she's leaving, she's graduating, this is offensive to her in very, very many ways. And so the prank war escalates. She doesn't want this. She really, really does not want this, even though she won't be there anymore, because Weston was her safe haven. Having a place where girls can go to feel safe is very, very important to her. And also, she just hates Winfield, so she doesn't want them to, you know, take over, basically. She doesn't want the boys to be at the head of everything. They already have problems with funding. They already have problems with the girls' sports not being, you know, funded as well. And even though they make it to championships and stuff, it's Winfield Academy that gets all of the stuff, even when they don't make it anywhere. The boys always get the praise and the girls just kind of are in the background. And she's always hated that. And now, you know, she's afraid that'll be a permanent thing. Like, the boys will take over and then the girls will lose. They'll disappear. And she's very, very worried about that. So she and three begin a, you know, they ramp up this prank war, including that vegetable oil thing. So she and Wells are faking this dating thing. She can't tell her friends because her friends are actually thinking that she's growing as a person to be able to get past this prank war. She doesn't realize how hyper-focused she is on this, but she is so hyper-focused that she's not doing anything else with her life. She's not really focusing on her grades as much as she should. She's not applying for any colleges, and it's starting to worry kind of everybody who knows her, but she's so invested in this prank war, and she's so invested in this relationship that eventually, of course, you know, as we know, it's going to turn real. But she's so invested in all of these things to defeat three and defeat the Winfield Academy that she's not paying attention. There is a subplot that actually is very key at the end where one of the, even though it's an all-girls academy, they do, of course, have male teachers and they have male house heads. So they do have kind of like the house system, kind of like Hogwarts. So everybody's in a house. She happens to be the only person in her particular house out of her group of friends. So they all know about this guy, though. The whole school knows about this guy. He's one of the heads of this house. He's one of the advisors for her house. And so she has made it, you know, her mission to teach the younger girls how to avoid being with him alone, contact her if they need help, that kind of stuff. And so, because he's just pervy, really creepy, and nobody feels comfortable being alone with him. And he does, you know, he does kind of creep. I mean, when you read him and when you're reading what he's doing and how he's handling things, he does kind of creep. And he is kind of the point, his that sub story is kind of the point where everything, you know, finally starts to resolve because they have a common enemy. The boys are not happy with the fact that the girls are being subjected to this guy. And so there is this whole, you know, protective thing, which is nice. It's nice that there's that thing. But again, the story itself is pretty well drawn. There's a few moments where you're like, wait, what the heck? Are you kidding me? And again, there's the names and that vegetable oil prank are just both very, very bad. Those need to be, I would want to have those fixed, this is why the book isn't hitting into the high five range for me because of these little things. But I did find that I really enjoyed reading this book. I enjoyed Doe as a character. I enjoyed a lot of the development that was there. I enjoyed her growth from this single-minded, got to get the guys, got to prank, got to win, got to keep these schools separate. And then her growth by the end of it. And yes, there could have been a few more points to kind of help smooth it out. But in the end, it was a pretty decent book. So on my scale of reading, I have one is avoid, caution tape, you will lose brain cells, don't go here. Five being, oh my god, this is the most amazing book ever. Two being, eh. Three being, eh. Four being, huh. This is an, huh. This is a four. I'm pushing it up a little. It's like a high three, but I'm rounding it up to four. So it's a huh. It's an enjoyable read. It has some interesting points to it. It does show character growth, and the plot is well done overall. I do enjoy what I saw. I liked overall what it was. Again, my main points here, the only big things that I'm like, are the names. Why do you have to give everybody names? I mean, I get it. They all do have names, but really, can't you refer to him as his dad or her as his mom or her aunt or whatever? Why do you have to give them their first names at one quick moment and then from that point on refer to them by their first names? It's just bleh. And then, of course, is the vegetable oil prank. Not a good idea and should have had consequences, should have had something more serious than, oh, he slipped and banged his head or hit his hip or something. It should have been more like, oh crap, what have I done? There should have been that moment and it wasn't there. But otherwise, this book is, This May End Badly. It's by Samantha Markham. And it's just I kind of liked it. I really did. So 4 out of 5, and definitely gonna, you know, if I see this name again, this author's name again, I might jump on out and see what else she writes. But this was a good one. So thanks to NetGalley for the ARC. There are a couple of typos in there, but for the most part, it really is already pretty done. Hopefully that is, you know, we'll get some traction in the world. Again, I am the Library Talker at Blogspot, so librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where I host my podcast. And again, also, just thank you very much to all of those who are downloading and listening. I really, really appreciate it. I like the numbers there. It's like, oh, look, people, they're reading, and they're listening, and they're whatevering. So, yay! But thank you very much for spending time with me today. This may end badly, Samantha Markham. And if you need anything, please send me comments. I would love to hear from you. Love to take any recommendations if you have any as well. And I hope you have a really great day. Bye.